heard all across the United States, Canada, and around the world. This is the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Hank is president of the Christian Research Institute. At CRI, our desire is to equip you not only to defend the historic Christian faith, but to become a winsome witness to a spiritually hungry but skeptical world, because life and truth matter. To learn more or to find resources to help you grow in grace, go to equip.org. To ask Hank a question on air, call 888-ASK-HANK. That's 888-275-4265. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And do remember, you can also contact us via the mail at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Today is the last day we're featuring Fragments of Truth. Can we trust the Bible? This is an incredible movie on DVD. If you don't have it, take the opportunity right now to remedy that woeful condition. It is available for those who support the ministry. Again, you can acquire your copy in a safe, secure fashion for your support on the web at equip.org. This is such an important question. Can you trust the Bible? And I've said oftentimes that the Bible has stronger manuscript support than any other work of classical history. And think about a statement like that. It's a fairly audacious statement to make, because we're talking about Homer and Plato and Aristotle and Caesar and Tacitus, and yet it is undeniably true that the Bible has stronger manuscript support than any of those classical works of history. And not only that, but the wisdom of God is evident through the way he protected the biblical text from tampering, from ecclesiastical chicanery. Because by the time ecclesiastical power was centralized, the biblical manuscripts were long since copied. They were distributed, and they were buried in the sands of time. And now, well, now we have nearly 6,000 New Testament Greek manuscripts that have been uncovered. Not only is there a relatively short time interval between the earliest papyrus and parchment copies of the New Testament and their autographs meaning their original writings, but there is also less than a generation between those autographs and the events they chronicle. And not only that, the quality and the quantity of manuscripts assure us that the message, the intent of the original autographs have been passed to the present generation, meaning you and I, without any compromise whatsoever. And of course, added to the manuscript evidence, you have the archaeological evidence. The archaeologist's spade demonstrates time and time again that in direct contrast to pagan mythology. You know, you think about whole systems like Mormonism. We have people, places, and particulars that are in sacred scripture that have their roots not in mythology, but rather in history and evidence. And recent archaeological finds have corroborated biblical details surrounding such things as the trial that led to the very fatal torment of Jesus Christ, including Pontius Pilate, who ordered Christ's crucifixion, as well as Caiaphas. Of course, Caiaphas was the high priest who presided over the Jewish leaders' trials of Jesus Christ. It's telling. Very, very telling. When secular scholars have to revise their biblical criticism in light of solid archaeological and historical evidence. Perhaps my favorite, my all-time favorite with respect to The answer to the question, can you trust the Bible, is prophecy. Because biblical prophecy was never designed to help us pin the tail on an antichrist or to pinpoint a future tribulation. Instead, prophetic stars in the constellation of biblical prophecy, they provide powerful evidence that the Bible is, in fact, trustworthy, that you can indeed trust the Bible. And I love quoting God himself from this point. I mean, how does it get better than quoting God, who said, I told you these things long ago. Before they happened, I announced them to you so you could never say, my idols did them. My wooden image, my metal God ordained them. And of course, Jesus, who is God in human flesh, you know, Colossians says he's the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation, for through him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or rulers or powers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. So here you have Jesus, God in human flesh, echoing the words of the Father, saying, I have told you before it happens. Why? So that when it does happen, you may believe. Well, the counterfeits, the prophets of the counterfeit revival, even prophets that are in our midst today, they all have one thing in common. They are consistently wrong. In a lumen contrast, genuine prophets are infallibly correct. And unlike the pretenders, their prophetic prowess can never be pawned off to good luck, to good guessing, or, this is perhaps the worst, and there's a lot of it going on, deliberate deceit. And Daniel, the wonderfully true prophet, provides a classic case of what a real prophet can do, because he is a mouthpiece, an oracle for the living God. He's writing 6 centuries before Christ, and guess what he is able to do? He is able to accurately predict a progression of kingdoms from Babylon through the Median and Persian empires, all the way to the point of persecution and suffering of the Jews under the Old Testament Antichrist Antiochus IV Epiphanes. And of course, during that time, you had the Old Testament Antichrist desecrating the temple, and you had Judas Maccabeus and his troops defeating in one of the most astounding battles or series of battles of all time, defeating the Old Testament Antichrist and winning freedom for the Jews and being able to rededicate the temple once again. Think about this. Daniel's writing in the 6th century, and he's able to predict what is going to happen in the 2nd century. No one can do that unless they are absolutely inspired and elucidated by the Word of the Living God. And this is one of the most powerful testimonies to real prophecy as opposed to a fake prophecy. And there are a lot of fake prophecies going on. If you followed the broadcast for any period of time, you've heard of the blood moons and a whole lot more. And those fake prophecies, they come and go, and people keep following the fake prophets, but that's another story. There's one other thing that ought to be mentioned, and that is scriptural synergy. Scriptural synergy, what I mean by that is that the whole of Scripture is greater than the sum of its individual passages. You can never comprehend the Bible as a whole without comprehending its individual parts, and you can't comprehend its individual parts without comprehending the Bible as a whole. As such, the individual passages of Scripture are synergistic rather than deflective with respect to the whole of Scripture. The Bible contains myriad books written by many authors in many languages over a millennium of time on a multitude of subjects, and yet it remains unified, consistent throughout, because the writers were all inspired by the living God. Well, all of that, I hadn't meant to get into all of that, but I'm trying to excite you about getting Can You Trust the Bible? Fragments of Truth, the movie on DVD. It's available for those who support the ministry. It's a must for your library. It's one of the most important questions you can possibly ask yourself or defend the Christian faith on the basis of, and that is, can you trust the Bible? Can you trust the living Word of God? We'll be right back, so please don't touch that dial.
Can we really trust the Bible? Skeptics say no, arguing that the gospel manuscripts have been doctored to push a theological agenda. In the new film, Fragments of Truth, Dr. Craig Evans tracks down the most ancient New Testament manuscripts and highlights groundbreaking new evidence, demonstrating that the case for the reliability of the New Testament manuscripts is stronger than ever. To receive your DVD of Fragments of Truth, Ancient Documents, New Discoveries, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit us at equip.org. We'll be back in a moment with more from Hank Hanegraaff.
Hank Hanegraaff has dedicated his life to defending truth because truth matters. However, his life and ministry were radically transformed by another three-word phrase, life matters more. Truth matters because Christianity is rooted in history and evidence. Life matters more because it is the experience of union with God. The goal of Christian life is union with God. All attempts to understand Christianity from a solely rational perspective put us in danger of devolving into a transactional rather than transformational relationship with God. Truth Matters, Life Matters More will equip you to move beyond intellectually knowing about God to experientially knowing Him in Christ. To receive your copy of Truth Matters, Life Matters More, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us online at equip.org. Can we trust the Bible? The Christian faith is firmly rooted in the teachings of the New Testament, but can we really trust the Bible? Skeptics will tell you that the authenticity of the Bible cannot be trusted, arguing that the gospel manuscripts have been doctored to push a theological agenda. In the new Faith Life original film, Fragments of Truth, Dr. Craig Evans takes this claim head-on, traveling around the world to investigate the most ancient New Testament manuscripts available. Along the way, Dr. Evans highlights groundbreaking new evidence, demonstrating that the case for the reliability of the New Testament manuscripts is not just strong, it is stronger than ever. To receive your DVD of Fragments of Truth, Ancient Documents, New Discoveries, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org.
Has God spoken? Are the words of Scripture merely human in origin, or are they in fact the very words of God Himself? 3 years in the making and based on two decades of research and reflection, Hank Hanegraaff's monumental book, Has God Spoken?, answers what is surely the most important question facing our world. In Has God Spoken? Memorable Proofs of the Bible's Divine Inspiration, Hank counters the contentions of the Bible attackers and clearly shows that belief in the Holy Scriptures is not a guess or wishful thinking. It is the only logical conclusion after an honest examination of overwhelming evidence. Order Has God Spoken? From the Christian Research Institute by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Equip.org.
Thank you.
Now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. In the first part of the broadcast, just before we went to break, I was talking about the fact that we can trust the Bible as a reliable authority for faith and practice. Unfortunately, we cannot trust many of the people who claim to be Christians. They not only give us false prophecies, but they also give us false advice in terms of what we ought to do. And I think one of those false notions is that we are to defy the government when it comes to social distancing. Now, I want to get into that in just a moment, but let me give you some examples of where we find these false teachings. You not only find them in false prophets within the Christian church. You know, Paul said, even from among your own numbers, men will arise and distort the truth in order to draw away disciples after themselves. So be on your guard. Remember, for 3 years, I never stopped warning each one of you night and day with tears. So you find them within the church, but you also find them outside the church. In Jerusalem, for example, you have the ultra-Orthodox Jews. They make up 10% of Israel's population, but they account for 50% of those hospitalized with the coronavirus disease. Jerusalem, of course, has a very large ultra-Orthodox population and, not coincidentally, has the highest infection rates in Israel. Why? Because they fail to follow the guidelines of social distancing. Or think about Iran. It's one of the hardest hit countries. But one of the stories that's seldom told is that despite calls from clerical authorities within Iran who urge people to refrain from gathering and to abide by what health officials are calling for, multitudes of devout Shiites are resisting. And the pilgrims who are returning from the holy city of Qom in Iran have spread the virus through Central and through South Asia. And Qom's status as the ideological capital of the Islamic Revolution helped make it the pathogen's transmitting center to the rest of Iran, and we could say, for that matter, to the a whole lot more than the rest of Iran, at least 7 other countries. And then think about what's going on in South Korea. South Korea, you have this gigantic megachurch. It's called Shin Chun Ji Church of Christ. Interestingly enough, it has a founder whose name is Lee Man Hee. And he is their self-proclaimed Messiah. He believes himself to be the return of Jesus Christ. He believes that the Bible is written in secret metaphors that only he can correctly decipher. And on Judgment Day, Lee will take, he says, 144,000 adherents to heaven with him. And what else is he telling people to do? He's telling them to gather in large groups and resist testing. So here you have a false teacher and a false movement in Jerusalem, in Iran, in South Korea. You also have it in Malaysia. In Malaysia, authorities have reported hundreds of cases linked to an Islamic religious gathering, a gathering of some 16,000 at a mosque. It's the largest known vector in Southeast Asia for spreading the coronavirus to other countries. And then let's come back home. In fact, let's go to the United States of America and Florida in specific. There you have Rodney Howard Brown. Of course, he's known for outrageous conspiracy theories, including the notion that vaccines are part of a plot to sterilize people. You know, Rodney Howard Brown calls himself the Holy Ghost bartender and variously has called himself the Holy Ghost hitman. and he, for years, has been working people into altered states of consciousness. He uses a peer pressure to conform devotees to predictable patterns. He depends heavily on arousing his devotees' expectations, and he always abuses the power of suggestion to make subjects willing to accept virtually anything that enters their minds. Well, Rodney Howard Brown is now being arrested because he has violated the principles of social distancing. By the way, I first ran into Rodney Howard Brown in California. He was at a meeting in California. I thought I'd attend. I thought I was inconspicuous, but evidently I wasn't. I'll tell you a little bit about the scene. It was surreal. There were bodies strewn haphazardly throughout the sanctuary. As I was sitting in my seat about four or five rows from the front, there was a woman behind me shrieking, "I'm hot, I'm hot." In front of me, a girl was shaking violently. A boy was standing in the aisle, chopping his hands feverishly at some imaginary object. And next to him, there was a man who was whirling round and round in the circle. And all the while, there were these eerie waves of sardonic laughter that cascaded through the sanctuary. This is a church sanctuary. And then you had a boy who was staggering drunkenly across the platform and collapsed at the feet of Rodney Howard Brown. And the Holy Ghost bartender started screaming, "Get him, Jesus! Get him! Get him! Get him!" And then suddenly he spun around and commanded two muscle-bound men to accompany him to where I was sitting. And then, as if on cue, he started berating me in public. And a charismatic pastor who was an eyewitness said, "I witnessed the stalking of a barroom bully." And when the Holy Ghost bartender had threatened to throw me out of the sanctuary, he started saying, "I'm telling you right now, you'll drop dead if you prohibit what God is doing." And then he dramatically gestured towards the crowd and warned them that those like me who would dare to question what he was doing, dare to question that he was of God and that his actions were directed by God, had committed the unpardonable sin and would not be forgiven in this world or the next. So there you have the Holy Ghost bartender. And he has morphed from being one of the counterfeit revivalists to having a megachurch in Florida. And now he's telling his people not to pay attention whatsoever to social distancing. So why do I believe in social distancing? Well, I believe in it because I think we're wise to comply with government mandates. And I practice social distancing in my own life, within the ministry outreaches of the Christian Research Institute, and for that matter, in my own church experience. And I would add that this is particularly important for someone like me because my immune system is not yet the same in terms of condition as other Christians who have not gone through a 3-year battle with cancer. There are other important principles that we can extract from Scripture to back up what I'm saying. And one is that if government commands what God forbids, or if government forbids what God commands, we must obey God rather than men. That's clear in Acts chapter 5. If, however, there is a way to comply with both God and God-ordained human governments, then obviously we ought to do that. And happily, as we have done in our own church, we found a proper compromise with the government in terms of what they're asking us to do with respect to social distancing and what Christ compels us to do, which is to take, eat. This is my body. This is my blood. And the church has found a wonderful way of practicing both social distancing, but still allowing you to partake of the Eucharist, which is the central sacrament of the church. So again, if you can comply with the government, or the government is not telling you to do something that God forbids, then you ought to do that. The principle, once again, if government commands what God forbids, or if government forbids what God commands, we must obey God rather than men. If, however, there's a way to comply with both God and God-ordained human governments, we obviously ought to do so. And those that I mentioned, Jerusalem, Iran, South Korea, Malaysia, Florida, and many other places that are not following this, social distancing, are creating havoc for many other innocent people around the world. We're out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. You remember, Monday through Friday at this time, your questions answered when you dial 888-ASK-HANK. So long for now.
Skeptics such as Bart Ehrman claim that the New Testament manuscripts were modified to misrepresent the meaning of the message of our Messiah. Dr. Craig Evans takes this claim head-on in his new film, Fragments of Truth, traveling the globe to track down the most ancient New Testament manuscripts. Spoiler alert, the case for the reliability of the New Testament manuscripts is not just strong, it's stronger than ever. To receive the DVD Fragments of Truth, Ancient Documents, New Discoveries for yourself, or as a terrific gift for a friend or loved one, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift in support of the life-changing outreaches of the Christian Research Institute. That's 888-7000-CRI. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271, or visit online at equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter.
Can we trust the Bible? The Christian faith is firmly rooted in the teachings of the New Testament, but can we really trust the Bible? Skeptics will tell you that the authenticity of the Bible cannot be trusted, arguing that the gospel manuscripts have been doctored to push a theological agenda. In the New Faith Life original film, Fragments of Truth, Dr. Craig Evans takes this claim head-on, traveling around the world to investigate the most ancient New Testament manuscripts available. Along the way, Dr. Evans highlights groundbreaking new evidence demonstrating that the case for the reliability of the New Testament manuscripts is not just strong, it is stronger than ever. To receive your DVD of Fragments of Truth, Ancient Documents, New Discoveries, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org.